Now in its 51st year, the Port Mueller Test Fishery is adding a second boat for the first time to sample fishing stations further offshore. The test fishery got up and running on Sunday, trying to forecast how many sockeye salmon will return to each district of Bristol Bay. Fisheries scientist Scott Rayborn hopes the new boat will lead to more accurate predictions.
The further we fish out, it seems like the more fish we find. And over the last 3 or 4 years, the run seems to have been further offshore. And the number of fish that we're missing off the end of the transect is an unknown. We think that's causing a lot of problems with our in-season forecast accuracy.
Rayborn's been with the test fishery nearly a decade. He says they set gill nets at 10-mile intervals along an imaginary line stretching from Port Mueller to Cape Newenham. But their fishing vessel, Pendalus, can only reach about 85 miles offshore in a given day without overtaxing its crew. The fishing vessel, Icelander, is a tender bound for Bristol Bay from Homer. Its crew will double the test fishery's efforts from June 15th through the 22nd, sampling stations up to 132 nautical miles from Port Mueller. Scientists take genetic samples from the fish they catch to estimate the age and stock compositions of this year's run. Rayborn says everyone seems to have their own interpretation as to how to use the data from the test fishery.
Everybody always likens it to reading tea leaves, and sometimes it is like that. It does give people something to talk about early in the season.
Do you pay attention to the numbers out of Port Mueller?
Yeah, we listened to them before on other boats worked on. You know, there's a big push coming into the river you're in or something. Stick around for a few more days if you need to.
That's skipper Ian Hobson, who's busy touching up the paint on the fishing vessel Peter at the PAF boatyard in Dillingham. One row over, skipper Roger Mickelson and his three kids are preparing the Spartan to set sail. He keeps an eye on the test fishery forecast before the season, but Mickelson has another method to decide whether or not to take the two-day penalty for transferring to another one of Bristol Bay's five fishing districts.
Typically, I don't base that off of the Port Mueller. I base it off of the catch reports from the different districts that the processors give out. What's actually being caught, not what's predicted to come in.
Whether or not the test fishery brings back its second boat next year depends on how useful the data is, Rayborn says, adding that fishermen will certainly let them know if they get it right or wrong. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.